Poor dog.
Well, I don't think they can hear her. That's a thing. They keep saying they're not. No, they're saying no, no, no.
Okay.
No, we just so they know we got her back again for a couple days. Mm-hmm. Her mom's needing to recover from a slipped disc. So, anyway.
All right. So
hour two.
So I'll play the intro, and well, that poor dog.
No baby.
Here we go.
Oh, hello. We've been expecting you. It's true because I'm Mother Goose, and I heard you walk up. Anyway, welcome to the Once Upon a Time fan podcast. Whether you're a charmer, a deary, an evil regal, a kick-ass Team 7, or whatever you are all welcome here. Jeff and Colleen Roney from Orange County, California are the hosts. They are just the best. Oh, but come in, dears. Now, you can listen with the rest of us, but don't be shy. Here, this magical voice will tell you how to be part of the podcast.
Hi there. There are a number of ways that you can stay connected and interact with the show. Our main website address is onceuponatimepodcast.com. Our Twitter name is OUAT Podcast. Our email address is feedback@onceuponatimepodcast.com. And the address to our forum is forum.onceuponatimepodcast.com. And our voicemail line phone number is 657-333-0626.
Okay. Are you comfortable? Got your cocoa with whipped cream and cinnamon? Okay. Here comes Jeff and Colleen.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You have entered the after party zone.
Time to take off a shoe, baby.
Yeah.
We're going to be getting crazy. We're going to stay up till 9:45.
Ooh, 9:45, wow.
And I think may even drink a little tea.
Yeah, I don't think so much.
Right before bed.
No.
Living on the wild side.
Diet Dr. Pepper, baby.
Living on the wild side.
One for me, one for my homies. Just kidding.
One for you and one for the dog. One for you and one for the dog. Yeah.
Two for me, one for the dog.
She is just the cutest dog in the world.
She is.
But
oh my gosh, it is
really hard.
And I feel bad
to be
for
away
her.
From, yeah.
I feel bad because she's looking at me with these sad little eyes, like, why am I stuck in this crate when you're just sitting right there?
I know.
You can totally be playing with me. That's all right.
All right. So I do want to play just some comedy bits to get the yuck yucks and one news item, and then we're going to jump in. We're going to talk about spoilers. So what I'm going to do, once we get to that, I'm going to begin and kind of give my thoughts out, and then I'm going to give out a number, and we'll do one call at a time. If you have some thoughts. Now, here's the thing. The thoughts about spoilers is this. What do you feel about spoilers? And then, because as I go through my thoughts, we're going to, the second question should be, what should we do about spoilers in general? Okay? So that's kind of how we're going to deal with it. So, two little comedy bits. I mentioned before I did a podcast called Ear Giggles. It was funny podcast, kind of all over the place. And I had a pretty big guest, and, well, let's play this.
This is Jeff Roney, and you're listening to Ear Giggles number 2. And from an extreme mix-up in bookings, we have a guest that you're just not going to believe. We have Jessica Simpson here with us. Hi, Jessica. How are you?
I know it sounds gross, but I haven't even washed my face or brushed my hair.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you heard about Pluto being removed as one of the planets in our galaxy?
I don't...
Uh-huh.
Like, if you...
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Dane Cook, right? What's the new guy's name? I mean... Wow.
You know...
Let's go with one maybe that you know is chicken of the sea, tuna or chicken.
I don't care.
Hmm. Okay. I really have nothing else to say to you. So
awesome.
We're going to move on with Ear Giggles.
Awesome.
Ear Giggles is a
comedy podcast.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't even want to explain what a podcast is to you. Okay, so here we go. Ear Giggles number two, and we're going to try and get Jessica out of here.
Okay. He's crazy.
Can you get her out of here, please? So, so that was a bit of fun. This was a bit the second episode of Grandma and Johnny, the little ensemble comedy thing I wrote, and it's kind of wild, and here we go.
Welcome to Grandma and Johnny. Johnny's a high-paid sign twirler who moved in with his grandma till he got his life together. That was 12 years ago. Grandma's just old.
Johnny, Johnny, come quick, come quick.
What? What?
I have 10 fingers and 10 toes.
That's nice, Grandma. Hello?
Hello, I am Bobo from India.
Wonderful, and you need...
Grandma! Bobo, come here, dear. Oh, it's so nice to see you.
Grandma, what's going on here?
Oh, I support little Bobo through my church, and I thought it would be easier to have him live here than to wait for the check to be mailed, then cashed over there.
Grandma, don't move.
Why?
There is a cobra right behind you.
Oh, Bobo, you brought your pet.
Why, yes, I brought Sally the snake. Sit, Sally.
Good snake.
So, Bobo, how long do you plan to be staying? For...
Ever, right, Grandma?
Yes, dear.
Now, wait. You said pets, and I only see one snake.
Uh-oh. Sandy! Sandy! Oh, Sandy!
Tune in next time when Grandma says...
Convolution!
Okay. So,
oh no,
little yuck yucks,
Grandma for you. The snake.
Yep. Let's see. All right.
Yeah.
So here we go. Let's jump into this now. I have. Okay.
Do you need a little help?
No. The interesting thing is. What I find, this is hard to, okay, so Steveston's a real town.
Yes, it is.
And they film Once Upon a Time. And I remember seeing this tweet go out. And when you see a tweet like this go out, it's kind of like, wow, this is serious. The Steveston has a Twitter account.
The city of Steveston.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's at Steveston.
Nice.
And it says, spoiler alert. Hashtag Once Upon a Time. Please do in big
capital letters.
Capital letters. Please do not post pictures. Keep it a surprise for everyone.
Yes.
The town.
I know.
And then the next one said hashtag Once Upon a Time. Cool scenes in town today. Please do not post pictures. Keep it a surprise for everyone.
Right.
Now, I happened to follow Once Upon a Time in Google News and all this kind of stuff.
Right.
I'm looking through. I'm seeing pictures of the town in all kinds of blogs. Blogs that aren't even TV. There was a foodie blog. There was My Boys, like a mommy blog. There's blogs everywhere posting pictures of the main town.
Right.
So...
Okay, look, let's separate this out. Let's talk about what is and isn't a spoiler. We've talked about this 1,000 times before, but let's rehash it again because I think people have their own ideas, okay? Posting a picture of the town itself is not a spoiler. We know what the town looks like. Posting a picture of an actual scene being filmed in the town before that scene has aired, that is a spoiler.
Right.
I think that's pretty clear. Where it gets a little dicey is, okay, casting information. I know some people find that spoilery. On the one hand, I agree. And on the other hand, I'm like, well, it's official. They're putting it out there. There's no way to get around that. You're not going to avoid that.
Right.
No matter what you do, unless you're going to stay off the internet for the next 2 months. or longer, because you don't know when these people are going to show up on these shows. You're going to find out somehow, some way, some. There's just no getting around it. Now, posting actual information about the actual episode, such as the, oh, what is it, the teasers that they put out last season. I hate that with a passion. I want to be surprised. I want to see this for the first time. I don't want to know too many details about what's coming. I want to be surprised. It's like Christmas for me.
Right.
Don't take Christmas away from me, because that's what it feels like.
Okay. So let me, let's separate a picture of Steveston, maybe with an actor or whatever, walking down the street. But when the picture involves spoilery activity within that, that's different. Okay.
Right.
So another thing, too, is casting announcements. We want to support these actors that are now part of the cast.
Mm-hmm.
So I fall on the side of casting information is not spoilery, because we want to support them. So as we keep going, we'll get to kind of more of my thoughts. I do want to read an email. Ima Freebish sent an email. I want to read it. And it's actually serious, but I'm just kind of shocked. Okay. Says, hey, Jeff, Colleen, Louie, Don Juanito, and Sammy the Squirrel. Grandma didn't get any love. Okay. It's Ima, and I just wanted to take a serious route for once about the show. One that you'll probably won't see again, but anyways, that's beside the point. I want to discuss the tweet you had put out recently about all the spoilers. Now, I know some people are all for spoilers, and that's fine. Everyone is different, but some aren't. I'm okay with spoilers, but only the teasing kind. You see, like, one picture, and it has you thinking. Now, I'm not hating on anyone for what they do, but I'm afraid that if things like this keep up, the people involved with the show are going to start closing off the set for others. I, myself, am planning to go in September to check out the cast and crew and see how filming process happens. That's going to be awesome, Ima. Just putting that in. I've never been on a set before and thought it would be cool to go and see my favorite show being filmed. I will not be taking pictures of what happens for the respect of others. The only pictures I will be taking are if I see a cast member and they allow a photo. It's going to be like Disney as a kid and seeing that your favorite character isn't real. It ruins the magic. And by spoilers, she means. And the hard work that the actors put into it. People also ruin it for others that might not want to see. I myself like to avoid Tumblr on Sundays when once airs, because I see it later. Then while it's showing or the minute it's done, people are already spoiling it. I just think people should tag in hiding with their title spoilers. Now, I know some people do tag and state a spoiler, but the majority don't, and it sucks. And really, that people do this. I can barely go on Tumblr now. I just don't want it to end up where they end up closing the set to everyone and ruining others' experiences that don't spoil. So please, when you do this, keep in mind other people's feelings. I hope that people don't blow this email out of proportion. Well, I'll just wait till I start talking, because I'm just stating my thoughts. Again, love the podcast, because you guys are awesome and everyone in it as well. Big love as always, and sorry for such a big rant, but the tweet got me thinking. Totally cool. Thought I'd say a couple of words of wisdom. P.S. It's been a while since you've read an email by me, so I thought I'd write it instead of saying it. And that's how Ima sees it. And I think she gets it. She put it all together. Is it's not... This is what I think. There are a group of people that really want spoilers. And so certain websites and certain blogs and websites and Tumblr accounts and all that, they want traffic from the people that want the spoilers. So they're going to post the spoiler pictures that are provided to them, instead of saying, well, wait a minute. Steveston said don't post it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to spoil it for some people. Well, let's get a spoiler section. But
it's not
ABC,
the problem with that.
ABC is watching.
Oh, absolutely.
Everything we do, mm-hmm. and everything we say, because we're dealing with their property.
Yep.
Okay? So the more we go over the line,
not we, but I'm just as a fan dumb. The more the fandom goes over the line, one day they could pull the plug and say, no fan pictures at all, period. Right. That's what they do for films.
Right, right. Well, there's a different reason why they do that for films. But a lot of it is because of, you're absolutely right, they don't want spoilers. And part of the problem is, look, it's fine and dandy. This is where I get caught up in this. Part of this is that, look, I get that people want to have spoilers. Great. But you know what? You go find the spoilers and you get so excited, you can't keep it to yourself. You feel you have to share it with the rest of the world because you're so excited about what you just saw. OMG, OMG, I can't believe I saw blah, blah, blah. That's when it becomes a huge problem. I purposely avoid anything that has anything to do with spoilers. But my problem is when I see people that I follow on Twitter or people who follow people that I follow on Twitter, you know, et cetera, who somebody's gone out to a spoiler site, they find a picture, they can't contain their excitement, they tweet it, somebody retweets it, somebody else retweets that, and it gets retweeted a billion times, and now it's out in the open. That's how it gets out. Not because I'm going and seeing it on, you know, a spoiler site. I see it because my followers follow somebody who follows somebody who follows somebody who has spoiled and ruined it for everyone else. Mm-hmm. And the problem is, I get your excitement. I understand that. I know you love that. But please, for the love of God, do not ruin this for the rest of us. Because, again, we have inside information into the entertainment industry. I'm not going to tell you how we have this, but I'm telling you right now that if too many people keep posting spoilers out on the internet and posting pictures of filming that's going on before it even hits the airwaves, they will shut it down, guaranteed, and nobody will get to see any of that stuff. They will make it a closed set, and they have the power to do it. So trust me on this. They'll move heaven and earth. And I'm telling you, it's just, please do not ruin this for the rest of us. Please, 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 please. I am not picking on any of our listeners and specifically. I am saying, though, get the word out. Stop the spoilers for people who don't want to see them. If you want to go see them, keep it there and leave it there. Don't post it. Don't propagate it, because that's the problem.
You know, and some of the blogs I've seen were people that were on vacation, just driving through the town.
I know.
And I'm like, but don't you? Okay. All right. So, okay, let me get this through, and then we'll do some call-ins. So, okay. I think about America because mm-hmm. I live in America.
Sure.
And I know there's time zones. So East Coasters start posting spoilers, I'm off of Twitter. Okay.
Yep.
Some people say, well, don't get on Twitter. Oh, okay. You know, I'm a marketer. It's part of what I do mm-hmm. for the podcast. I need to follow lots of fans, meaning I'm following fans of all kinds of different spoiler persuasions.
Right.
So, you know, then you start getting it from the East Coast, and you start getting it over here, then you start getting it over there. I remember one time I waited till the next day to post, or it was after the airing on mm-hmm. the West Coast, and I posted something about August being Pinocchio. I got two people's nose bent out of joint that weren't in the same country as me, that they hadn't seen it yet. And another person said, I DVR'd it and I haven't watched it yet. So let's add that wrinkle in. Okay.
Right. It becomes tough because how do you know when it's okay to post? My personal opinion is, look, if the show has aired in all time zones, it's now Monday or it's, you know, midnight or whatever it is, West Coast time, everybody should have had an opportunity to see it. If you didn't see it, then I'm sorry, but I'm going to tell you to stay off Twitter. There was one weekend. Remember one weekend when I missed the show because I was in right. Las Vegas with my right. sister, my mom, and my niece. I stayed off Twitter for 4 days until I got home and could actually, because I didn't want to know.
Right.
And that was my decision to stay off Twitter. I don't like being told, and I don't want to tell anybody you have to stay off Twitter. However, I'm going to tell you, if you don't want to see spoilers and the show has aired and it's aired for everybody, you've got to take that into consideration and say, okay, I'm taking a risk. I'm going to see something. If I go on Monday morning, if I check it out, I'm going to see some spoilers. If you haven't watched it, you're going to want to stay up till you've had an opportunity to see it.
Okay. But then you've got people that DVR it and say, look, I don't watch it till 3 days later. Okay.
Well, then you've got it. Then that's, again, that's the risk you're going to take. But again, it comes back to, how long does somebody wait? Because I've even seen people who have, you know, posted about a show that, you know, what's in the fifth or sixth season. And somebody goes, I'm only on season one. Don't spoil it for me. Well, hello, it's in season 5 or 6.
Right.
You cannot possibly expect somebody to not spoil season 5 or 6 when you're only on season 1 or 2.
Okay. Then the final wrinkle I'm going to say is this. People in other countries just started seeing season 1 a few months back.
Another thing.
Right? So, like England and Australia, I think Australia is just now seeing season 1.
Mm-hmm.
So, if Australian folks that speak English and want to join fandom of Once Upon a Time, they're going to be spoiled like heck months before.
Right.
So, okay, the big question is, number one, what do you think about spoilers?
Mm-hmm.
Number two is, what are we going to do about spoilers? I mean, and how to handle it, because ABC's watching. Hi, ABC. Mm-hmm. I know you're listening too.
Yep.
How do we handle it? So if you want, you can call in. I have to accept you in. We need to do one call at a time. So it's 714-987-2261. 714-987-2261.
Please call on Skype.
Please don't
You don't have to be on Skype to dial that number, though, right?
Nope.
You can dial from anywhere.
Yep.
You can call from any phone. It'll ring into it rings into the Skype line. Yep. So. Any callers?
They're dialing furiously.
Okay.
So,
So anyway, but I mean, we're getting passionate about this, but part of the reason is that last season they were a little more open and there wasn't quite as many what I would consider I think there's going to be more spoilers this season, unfortunately, because more people are planning trips this summer to go up there. And so for the folks who are up there and vacationing, great, have fun, take your pictures, keep them to yourself till after the show airs. So bottom line is, you know, we want to keep this happy and good for everybody and let everybody have an opportunity to do stuff.
Yeah.
That's really what it boils down to. And the other thing is it does come back to, you know, and believe me, I war within myself over this. When I get excited about something, I want to share it. Like, you have no idea. But I've learned to control myself because I do know that somebody somewhere is either going to be unhappy about what I have to say. They're going to not like the fact that I'm giving them information they didn't want to have. They're going to be jealous over what I get to do or don't get to do. Any number of things. It's very difficult, and I have trouble because I want that. But
but
I understand it. But at the same time, I'm on the other side of the fence going, please don't ruin my Christmas for me, because I really want to say to those people, every time you spoil something, I'm going to go find out what your family's getting you for Christmas. I'm going to tell you in September. How about that?
See,
and then your Christmas is now ruined. How about that?
Well, now you're getting worked up. See, this is the
feisty
the other side. The other side of the picture. So, I did get a message from one of the fan sites and says, basically, there are people that want spoilers.
Right.
And so, you know, we are providing what they want. But to get traffic, at the risk of maybe getting either ABC watching you and like putting you know what I mean?
Because here's the
on
thing.
On a bad list, maybe?
Yeah. Well, and that's the other thing. If you continually post spoilers after they've told you not to do so,
or at least
or propagate it,
right?
ABC is well within their rights to have a cease and desist order pulled against you. And if you're running a site, they could probably get it shut down. I'm just saying, so it's a possibility. I don't know for sure, but
We're not talking specifically about video for Once Upon a Time. I've never seen that, but I'm saying for films, for people that do obtain footage and put it on YouTube, it's only up there about 10 minutes, and it's off.
It's done. It's gone. Yeah.
So I mean,
do we have is that a spoiler? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not a spoiler. I got a spoiler on the brain. Is that a caller?
No.
We don't have anybody calling in. What's up with that?
No, it's okay. It's all right. So let's see.
Oh, here we got somebody.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
How are you?
So there's a little bit of an echo, but that's okay. So did you want to weigh in and share your feelings?
Yeah. First, tell us who is calling.
Oh,
This is Alira from the chat room. Alira Dale.
Alira, hello.
Hello.
Alira Dale.
I don't know how the heck to do this. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
This might help. There we go.
Yay.
Yay. maybe I should call in Mother Goose here to help me out.
Well, there you go.
She's close by, probably.
I think so. Do you want to talk to her? I could, but, you know.
Well, so how do you handle the whole spoiler thing?
Spoilers. I think the biggest thing that I worry about, I don't want to know exactly what's going to happen. But, you know, casting, like we were saying in the chat room, casting is okay. That's not a big deal. You know, it's like, okay, fine. Who is calling or who's calling? Hello, that's me. who's being cast? That's, you know, like you said, that's official. As far as, you know, what's going to happen. I guess because I'm not always on Twitter all the time. But sometimes, you know, that stuff will come through. I do try to kind of avoid it, you know, a little bit at first. So, I can't think of anything else.
Well, it's a bigger show. It's been picked up for a second season. Now we have Emmy nominated
cast members and crew.
This is a big deal. Mm-hmm. And so now we've kind of moved from, well, maybe it might not last, to it is going to last. The producers now have signed on for multiple years with ABC, so more than likely it's going to be around a while. And you know, Vancouver's nice this time of year, I hear. So people are going up and visiting. And, you know, it blew my mind. It was a food blog, and I'm seeing the pictures, and I'm going, wait a minute, what in the world?
Yeah.
You know, so anyway.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah.
What were they saying? Do we know?
Well, it was just, I was passing through Steveston, and I saw this, and I decided to take a picture and share with you. It's like, well, okay. So, all righty.
Yeah, and I mean, as far as pictures go, I mean, sure, okay, pictures of the town, that anybody could see at any time of the year. So, and it's not like you're seeing a scene between this, two characters.
Yeah, this was different. I'll leave it at that. This was different. It was
obvious.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, if it was, Mr. Gold Shop, that's fine. It's like, cool, okay, Mr. Gold Shop, excellent. But this revealed a lot, and I was like, wow, okay, all right. Because we got an email from somebody that lives in the area and mentioned something, and I never brought it up until the episode aired.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Remember? And it was a tree in the middle of the street.
Yep, yeah.
And I said,
we knew that information, and we chose to not say anything about it because that would have ruined it for a lot of people, me included. I didn't like that I knew about it. Believe me.
Well, it's probably best that you're off of Twitter, but it's hard for me. It's kind of like crack. Not that I know. Anyway.
I can't keep up. Maybe I'm just too old. I'm like, okay, I just can't keep up. I don't even want to bother.
Well, thank you so much for calling, Lyra.
Yes, anytime. Anytime.
Thank you. Cool. Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Okay,
talk to you later. Have a good evening.
Hey, you too.
Bye.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's and again, we know that this is a very room dividing topic, and we understand that. And yeah.
So, I mean, there are other some of the tweets that came in kind of about this is you can have them in the podcast, just have a little warning toward the end and say, look, it's spoilers now, so stop. But see, a podcast is a self-contained unit. It's an audio file.
Right.
When you have a Twitter account, there was a tweet that described exactly what this person saw. It wasn't a link to a picture.
Right.
It was a description of what they saw. You can't get away from it. Look down, you go, okay, I'm spoiled.
Right.
I can't make a choice. There's no hashtag. There's no warning. It's like, okay, spoiled. Thank you. Thank you very much. You know. So, yeah. And there's other things that are like specific information about a certain episode. I'm going, how do these people get it?
Well, and that's the thing is, you know, well, now there was something that was posted, and I think it was, I want to say it was Sarah Hardy. Mm-hmm. She's not in the chat room, unfortunately, tonight.
Yeah.
I said unfortunately in case that came out wrong. We want her to be here.
Sure.
But she posted and she said, so far there have been, you know, so many spoilers, quote unquote, about the first two episodes of season two that are so completely wrong. That's what makes it funny, that the spoilers aren't even right.
Yeah.
So I think that actually in and of itself right there is fantastic that people are spoiling stuff. And what cracked me up is I'm like, how do you people know this? Where do you, unless you're working on the production, you do not have that much inside information. There's no way they'd let that leak like that. So I think it's kind of funny. But yeah, it does come back to the whole, it just, again, it's think about somebody else. Think about what other people are going to want to do. And it's, I know it's tough. You can't please everybody. I get that. But for the love of Pete, please just contain it.
Well, we're going to play by ABC's rules.
Yep.
And all of our very cool listeners that live around that area, I have not received one photo.
Right. So,
this is Jeff. Hello.
Hello.
To accept.
Hello. This is, uh-oh. Please call back. Sorry. I thought I hit the right number.
Uh-oh.
Sorry.
I don't know.
Sorry.
Sorry, kiddos. Yeah. So, anywho.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's see.
One of the items that was just posted, our question that was in the, you know, the chat room's good point is, can we control? Oh, okay. I'll address it in a minute.
Let me
call from.
Okay.
To accept, press 1. To send a voicemail, press 2.
Okay. Hello.
Hello. Hey.
Hey. This Ima. Is. Hey, what's it's up, Ima?
No, I was trying to figure out how to call, and I called, and it kept ringing, and you guys got the phone, and I don't know, it was crazy.
That would be Jeff kind of got so excited that there was another call.
I did. I knew you were calling in, and I was shaking.
He got so excited. I did.
He jumped the gun and clicked the wrong button, and it hung up on you.
So what's up, girl? What's happening?
No. I just wanted to state something to anybody that spoils. If you spoil my experience of meeting Lana, I will hunt you down.
Uh-huh.
I think a lot of people feel the same way.
Right.
And not just yes. Lana, other people too.
I will send the purple smoke after you, and I will attack you.
We honestly, man, we wish you the best of luck, dude. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know. That's a once in a lifetime experience. So
yeah, well, I have to convince my dad to let me go. Okay. He's the one.
All right,
the De Niro.
Well, I think it's really interesting this year. I think a lot of people, when the idea of the vacation comes up, everyone's going to say Vancouver. Vancouver. What do you want to go there for?
Why would you want to go to Vancouver?
That's exactly what Disneyland? My brother told me. Exactly what he said. He goes, what do you want to go there? I'm like, once upon a time it's swimming there.
Hello?
Canada? What the heck?
Vancouver is a very beautiful place.
Yeah, no, but I just, it's
it
just
is.
Not.
I know, but most people don't, well, I shouldn't say most people. A lot of people would say, really, you can vacation anywhere and you want to go to Vancouver? Why wouldn't you want to go to Hawaii or to, right. You know, but believe me, I understand the reason why. Trust
I already
me.
Went to Hawaii, and my brother already went to Vancouver, so that's why he was like, why do you want to go there? I'm like, because once upon a time is there. Not free is there, too.
Well, you know.
You already know my feelings on the spoiler. I just wanted to, like, call.
Yeah. Yes. All right.
Say hi.
All right. Hi.
Okay. Hi.
Well, thanks so much. I know it's late back there, so.
No, it's 11:30.
Okay. All right, you need to give me some of that youth serum so I can stay up later. Because man, I just.
All right.
Old. Take care. Right.
Bye.
Bye. See you.
One of the questions was, well, don't we have the choice of clicking on, you know, the spoiler or not, lady?
Sure.
We do, but here's the problem. Like you, and I know you're going to say this, is that unfortunately sometimes there's no link to click on. It's just out there where the actual 140 characters on Twitter is the whole entire spoiler itself. Well, and so, and sometimes when you also read somebody's tweet, you can actually end up seeing what they're posting without even clicking on that link.
And
so,
right. And also, too, it seems like magazines and newspapers have much more leeway because the information is really what they get.
Yeah.
So, for instance, there is a really cool article about Eduardo Castro's costumes being at FIDMA in Los Angeles on display. And the thing is, when you go just to the article and read it, it has a spoiler drawing. And I'm going, what?
Yeah. I mean, that's the problem. That's the problem.
So,
but again, well, here's the thing. That may or may not be a real spoiler. That could just be a concept art that ends up not even being
true. Fair enough.
And the only reason I say that is because having been to Disneyland a number of times, we have seen in the gallery, they show concept art that never came to fruition. It was just the early drawings of. So it's a very real possibility that they, you know, in that article, they got a hold of a concept drawing and it's not even going to be in the show at all.
Possibly.
So I'm just saying.
I just don't want anybody lighting me up on Twitter saying, why'd you spoil me? I didn't want to see that, whatever. Hey, Ryan? Hello? Hello? I can't hear Ryan. I'm sorry, I'm going to hang up. I can't hear you. That didn't work.
Uh-oh.
Sorry. So, but most of the articles that I've seen, like in magazines, you know, they definitely warn you, but, you know, they all have spoiler information from different kinds of interviews. And, you know, for instance, there was one interview I was reading that it alluded to a new character that's coming on the show, but it wasn't cast. So that's kind of where.
Right. So. Right. So, yeah, I mean, you just, I mean, the unfortunate thing is, look, there's no getting around it. There just isn't any. I hate to say this. Believe me, it kills me. But I think we can do our part to say, look.
Well, I just.
Here's my thinking. You want to spoil me? I'll stop following you.
Well. But
if it gets to the point where I can't take it anymore, and because I shouldn't have to stay off Twitter for weeks and months on end just so I don't get any spoilers. I also don't check Twitter as often right now as much anymore.
Right.
Because I don't have a lot of time. But I do have, you know, the thing where I'm like, okay, I'll block you temporarily or I'll stop following you because I'm not gonna subject myself to the spoilers. But I will also staff Twitter more than I think most people will.
Right. But I mean, the amazing thing is the show's not even on television yet.
I know.
I mean,
but see, and that's what kills
me. One thing.
So look, here, let's talk about this. The fact is that people have pictures. What we don't have is the plot.
Right. True.
So any plot you see right now on Twitter or Facebook or Tumblr or anything like that, my guess is it's a load of crap. Because they're on the set and they're actually hearing the actual words and they're reading the scripts themselves, I don't think they know what's going on. They're making up stories. They're kind of speculating on what they think it could be. But
I'm actually kind of zeroing in on the photos. When the town itself tweets out, do not post the photos from filming, then... I mean, that's when I get crazy. So, it's just funny. So, anyway, I'm concerned. I'm concerned that ABC could get pretty serious about it.
And that is my concern as well.
And so, you know, I mean, on the one side, there's, well, people want to read it, and I want to offer that to them on the site. Well, but then there's the other side of things is, well, gee, now when they shoot or when they film on Moncton Street, there's a big, black tarp around it. and nobody can see it.
Right.
Nobody.
Nobody.
You know, and there's green, and there's green screens and all this.
And here's something else we haven't really talked about. Let's talk about this for one little second, because if you know, us as, you know, podcast people and fans and what have you isn't enough, let's talk about the people who actually live in Steveston.
Mm-hmm.
This is their home, folks.
Right. Right.
They sacrifice a lot to have things filmed right there in the middle of their town.
Right.
And I know it's bringing them great business, but here's the problem. It is bringing them business as long as we're allowed to go up there and see it. You go up there, you take pictures, you post it, you post spoilers, you post, and ABC shuts it down. You've now hurt the economy of Steveston.
That's a good point.
So, seriously, and, I, and again, I'm not talking to our listeners, but please get this word out. Any spoilers that are posted out there, I don't care whether you want them that badly or not, think about how what you're doing will possibly affect the people who live in Steveston.
You know, I mean, look. Oh, we've never been this passionate about something, but it's like, you know, you can say, well, boy, Jeff's just jumped off the, you know, the deep end here. But this could happen.
Very well.
So, you know, call me crazy. That's fine.
Yep.
But I feel strong enough that, you know, we're taking about a half hour or so and talking about it.
But it's an important enough issue because, unfortunately, it's becoming more rampant, and especially because more people are making the trip this year than last year.
We've already heard one person say that the people on the set asked you not to post pictures.
Right.
Until the episode airs. Now, you know, I mean, I don't know if anybody wants to be the blog police and just kind of, you know, scroll through. It doesn't take that much to do it.
Right.
You know, it didn't take me that much time to do it. So, anyway, so that is my concern. I don't know that we're going to fix it. All I can do at the end is plead with people. Let's keep it fun for everybody. You know, if you do take pictures after the filming stops, do not post them. You know, just don't. You know, so... Anyhow, that's just my plea.
Right.
So
now, one of the comments in the chat room was, "I like to think that it's just 13-year-olds who are posting it; they don't know any better." Probably some of it, yeah, but unfortunately, I hate to say this, it's people who are older than that and who should know better.
Yeah. Yep. So.
And that's a known fact, unfortunately.
Yeah. So. So, yeah, it's a sticky situation. There's a lot of different sides to it. You know, we've talked about the time zones, other countries. You know, truly, if the bottom line is this, if you really want to be completely spoiler free, we can't talk about anything in any of the first thoughts. We would have to wait a year.
Yeah, we would, actually.
Now, I'm not making fun of anybody, but I'm just saying that is totally spoiler free.
Right.
And so there has to be a middle ground.
Right.
But the bottom line is, you know, when ABC and the town says don't do it until the episode airs, that's pretty clear. Don't do it. You know,
right.
But, you know, we warn people, look, these are first thoughts. When we watch the episode, that's why we do it. That's why we just discuss it.
Right.
Cast, you know, this and that. So, you know, the voicemails open, you know, during the week. If you listen to this and you go, man, I have some thoughts on this. You know, remember, two basic questions. What do you feel about spoilers? Do you want them? Do you not? What do you care? But then second is, how do we deal with it? Because the fact is, right now, with a smartphone like an iPhone, you could turn on live video and video anything out. It is, you can do it. But what is that doing to the surprise for other people? That's the question.
Well, and the third question is, and what is it going to do to the people of Steveston?
Right. You know, if you really want to support the town, then support The Secrets, because I'm telling you, you know, it's a fantastic show we all love, and you know, it's not worth getting a few more hits and traffic to your site to kind of go against ABC's wishes. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I just sent our podcast down the river. But I won't do it. Nope.
And you know what? Mm-mm. That's the thing. You know, and I honestly, I think that there are people out there who listen to us who are very happy that we don't post spoilers.
Yep.
And again, everybody has their own level of what a spoiler is or isn't. But, you know, we've pretty much stated what we feel spoilers are. And we've gone that route. So
I mentioned in a tweet, I said I've changed my mind. And let me explain what it was. And actually, our kind listeners in that area actually kind of helped me. Mm-hmm. Is that if I were to obtain photos within the last 2 weeks, I would not post them. Initially, I was going to say, well, I obtained them. I would give a warning link and then link to them. But as of now, I won't until the episode airs. That's right. It. And I haven't. But right. just in a fluke, you know, we love our listeners that send photos of cool stuff. And, you know, Sarah's been really cool. But all her cool photos were from season one.
Right.
And we posted them way after the finale. And they were fantastic,
right.
dude.
Right. And she said, and I love the fact that she's so good about this, because she is there all the time and she sees all this stuff. And she does have, you know, inside information as far as, because she's watching them film it. So she knows what's going on. But she is so good about not posting spoilers and not posting things until the episode has aired. And so, you know, and I know a lot of people do strive to do that, but again, there are some who just can't help themselves. And so anyway,
yep. So, okay. we're going to end the discussion now, and we're going to end
that was a barn burner tonight, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's true. And we've never really been this passionate about something before. So
we've kind of held back, but now, you know, I'm kind of at the point where I'm like, you know what, we gotta say something, because
when I see it on a food blog and a mommy blog, I just like, huh, what?
Yep.
Nope. So we're gonna end the discussion now, and no more call-ins. So
they wanted some funny. Here's some funny. Say hi, lady.
Oh boy. She will start to cry again. So
she's on my lap now.
What we're gonna do now is I'm gonna okay. There you go. So the voicemails, of course, is open, and you can comment on the blog. There's really great blog posts that the deputies put together. It's really awesome. Yep. So what we're gonna do now? We're gonna do some quiz questions. We'll have some fun, and then we will end the show. So let me see here. Okay, these are older questions. I want newer questions. Okay, cool.
Yay!
All right. And let me tell you, these questions were very hard to do. I work very hard at what I do. Okay, so what did Emma use Prince Charming's sword on?
Sorry, my throat had a little gurgle.
Okay. The dragon.
The dragon
was yes,
good.
Yes, correct.
Oh, actually, there's another answer, too, technically.
Mm-hmm, right. That's what I'm getting at,
yes.
Right?
Kill the dragon to get the egg.
True, true. So there was something else.
Regina,
that's right. That's right.
Yes, in the, very nicely done.
In the nightmare sequence.
Yep.
Excellent. Great, great, great.
Regina's nightmare.
Yes. Let's see here. How did the evil queen send Prince Charming to the Infinite Forest, specifically?
Ooh.
True. Okay. Mirror. Okay. But it's a tough question.
Smoke?
Hmm.
Grabbing motion with her fist.
Okay. I'm going to give that to Paige, because she grabbed or made a fist toward Prince Charming in the magic mirror. Yep. Because I kept thinking she pushed, but no, she made a fist. Excellent work. Good. So this is an easy one. Where did David Nolan work? Animal Shelter. Very
Yay,
good.
Nicely
Excellent.
Done.
All right.
Everybody got that one.
According to the Blue Fairy, what powers the world?
Say that again.
According to the Blue Fairy, what powers the world?
Oh. Fairy dust?
I see half. Fairy dust is partially correct. Partially correct. I saw part of it. So it's the magic of fairy dust that powers the world. And her outfit. Anyway.
And her outfit.
Yes. So the why did Emma... Please be kind, chat room. Why did Emma say she stopped by Regina's house during dinner?
Ooh. To get her?
No. No.
Why did Regina why did Emma say, tell Regina she stopped by?
Henry invited her.
Yes.
That's right.
She was invited. That's nice.
Paige winner.
Actually, Shannon had that one.
Cool.
First.
Cool. Excellent. So, what is interesting about most of the Evil Queen's soldiers?
They all die.
I'm going to give this one to Manny. Masks. Their faces are covered.
Yeah, black masks.
Yep. And that's how the huntsmen.
They look like helped. They look like the
Snow.
Things that scare the water off cars and car washes.
Okay. All right.
Well, it's true, don't you
what
think?
Yes.
The things that scares the water off the cars. That's what they look like.
It's funny. I get silly and you're serious, and then I get serious and you get silly.
Yep.
What did Regina put on Paige's bike?
She's mad at me because I won't let her down off my lap.
Well. A rabbit card. It was the white rabbit card. Yep.
Nicely yep. done.
All right. The how did Red hear about Rumpelstiltskin?
Ooh.
Okay, whispers, right. Yep. Through whispers of a man who can achieve even the most unholy of requests. So we'll go with whispers. Yeah. Okay, so how many dwarf Storybrooke counterparts were in Granny's Cafe in the scene when Leroy ate the egg in Dreamy?
Two.
Two, right.
Do we know who they were?
Well, who were they?
And you're not counting Leroy.
Paige got two.
Right. We're not counting Leroy.
Right.
So it wouldn't be Grumpy.
Sneezy's one.
Sneezy's one.
Right. Wasn't Doc and Sneezy. Nope.
Nope, not quite. Not Dopey.
Sleepy and Sneezy.
Sleepy and Sneezy. Kay. That's
good.
The right.
Excellent work. And who was sitting on the left side of Grumpy? Catman. God dang it. Let me read my mind. I'm like, get out of there. What are you doing? Okay.
Check
what
out.
Did... What did Mr. Clark call Grumpy? Walter. No. Leroy. Sorry. What did Mr. Clark call Leroy?
Yes.
No, he called him a ray of sunshine. Okay, let's do one more. Oh, how did Peter in Red-Handed describe himself? Torty Prism, a blacksmith's boy. That's awesome. Wow.
That's amazing.
Okay. That's it for this week. Thank you so much for everybody. Sorry about the missed call, but I think we've had a great time tonight. I want to send big love out to everybody. Mm-hmm. Thanks for supporting us and being a part of what we do here. And we will be back next week. With more fun, and I'm working on a surprise.
Ooh,
for
no,
next week.
No, I don't think we will be here next week.
We will not be here next
no,
week?
No, honey, next week is Window to the Magic.
Oh.
Next weekend.
There will be no show.
Next weekend.
Next week. So.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry about that.
So, not next week, week after.
Yep. So I want to get this in really quick. I did get a tweet from someone who needs some help. It's kind of a cool T-shirt that is reminiscent of Back to the Future. It talks about the clock tower. So I'm going to send out a tweet or the link to that. Because if you vote a number of times, that T-shirt will get sold. So I will send that out. And this is from Ian Knight. Hi, Ian. Sorry it happened so late. One other really cool thing is we did a post about this figurine that was in Regina's office. And I thought it was the Little Mermaid.
Yep.
But we got a response from Mondragoria. Sorry if I messed up your name. And she found what that was. And there's a link to it. And it was a statue called Cupid and Psyche by Canova, a symbol of love. So there you go. And I believe it's Cupid, actually. So, okay. So that's it. And I will try to post these as soon as I can tomorrow. Thanks again, guys. And we will see you in 2 weeks. Adios.
Bye, kids.
Thank you for being a part of this podcast. This is an unofficial podcast dedicated to the ABC TV show Once Upon a Time. This is Wayne Henderson, the voice of the Once Upon a Time fan podcast. And if you want to know more about how my voice acting services might work for you, check out MediaVoiceOvers.com. And now, all of us here at Roni's Own Media and MediaVoiceOvers.com look forward to sharing the love and enjoyment of the Once Upon a Time TV show next time. Take care.